Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use all over the place. This is the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. For August 25th in the year of our Lord, 2017, this is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We reject revolution, but stands for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I'm telling you right now, we got a lot of work ahead of us, that's for sure. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, the good sheriff with us. Welcome back to the broadcast, Sheriff Mack. Uh-oh. Are you there, Sheriff?
He sounds
I'll try to get the sheriff,
like,
Kurt.
He sounds rather quiet.
Any comment on the last hour's news, though?
Well, let's see, Sam. The hurricane, you know, at least that's a standard media story. They love to cover things like that. If it bleeds, it leads, or terrorist kind of thing, you know. And so the media is going to tell you that they're going to have 3 feet of water and you know, lots of wind, et cetera. Anyway, that may or may not happen. The guys that do the weather don't always get it right. But we recommend you, be careful. And you make sure and do the best you can to pray to the God of heaven and find out what you should do so that you're safe. You know, they forgot to put that in most of the news. Well, any of the news stories I read about the hurricane. There are some other ideas or issues going on, a few others. I don't see any, you know, real massive ones. I was going to ask Sam, though, about this one story. There's somebody that's saying that Tim Cook, you know, the big shot from Apple CEO, he's held some presidential campaign-style events in the pivotal states of Iowa and Ohio. And so the question this network or this author says is, okay, is Tim Cook running for president? So I don't know for sure, but
I doubt, you know, he'll try to take on the Donald at this point, Kurt. All right, we do have Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Who's not going to take care of Donald or take on Donald?
Tim Cook, Apple CEO, he's probably not going to run for president against the Donald.
Okay.
Time will keep an eye on that, Paul. Anyway, I meant to call you earlier,
anyway,
Sheriff.
Thanks for having me back. I don't know what happened to my other phone.
No problem, sir. Anyway, I apologize. I was so caught up in editing some of the news that I wanted to talk to you about that I called you a little bit late in the first place, too. All my fault. But Texas is bracing for the arrival of this Hurricane Harvey. They say it's going to be a massive storm. Our prayers are with those folks. Let's be very clear about that. We do believe turning to God might be one of the answers, though. All right. We also talked about last hour, how much does it take to be a TV host, or how much do you get paid to be a TV host? Big money, but all the women are outpacing the men, Sheriff.
No way.
Yeah, the men are just way behind. There's a glass ceiling for men in the TV business. I'm serious.
Well, the
top three or four are women, and then the guys are way behind in this. Ryan, what's his name? Ryan Seacrest, Kurt?
Yeah,
he's on two different shows, American Idol and some other goofball show, and there's a woman on the show with him, and both women make more than he does. What's up with that?
Yeah, he's going to be
ticked off. I think we should all follow those class action.
All men in the country. Yeah. Every single male above, you know, what age? 16? Any workable age. You can have your parents represent you if you can't do it yourself because you're too young, but you still work, so you're still abused by the glass ceiling going on. All everybody's got to say is they want to be a TV host. Weather Channel putting out grim statements saying, hey, man, this thing's going to be a disaster. That's the storm. By the way, all right, I'm going to give you this detail. Richard Lucy sucker punched a man at a rally. Now, I'm intentionally leaving out the details. I just want to know your response to that. You have a response to that, Sheriff? Then I'll fill in the details for you.
Well, sucker punches are usually very cowardly.
Amen.
Without knowing the other details, I'd withhold judgment.
Well, you don't withhold judgment. You simply say, if somebody sucker punched somebody, what's the response to that?
Usually that's a coward.
Yes, but what would you do about it as a police officer?
Oh, he'd be arrested.
Okay, that's exactly what happened, as it should. Well, here's the detail. There's a black guy who's a Trump supporter, and he's the one that got sucker punched.
So, what color is Lucy?
I have no idea. Kurt will try to find that. Type in Richard Lucy Sucker Punch, Kurt, and see if there's any pictures so we can see what color he is. The good sheriff, the law enforcement officer, wants to know what color the other guy is. Now, I don't know why he'd want to know that. It's probably just because you're a white supremacist. But other than that,
I want to know if it's a racial thing, or if it's one black mad at another black for being a Trump supporter, or if somebody's anti.
But I got a question. If one guy is white and another guy's black and the white guy punches the black guy, is it a racial thing?
It could be.
It might be. I agree, but we don't know for sure. And even if we saw the photos, we wouldn't know that. But even if it is, though, in my mind, a crime is a crime, and the race piece has nothing to do with the crime. You can think and be a racist all you want,
well,
even though I disagree.
Well, it might be the motivation for the crime. That's all I'm saying.
It might be.
I'm looking for a motivation.
Yes.
And you have to, you know, is it just a crime of passion where the guy just sees a fellow black, and that's actually what I thought at first when you mentioned it, a fellow black looking at a pro-Trump person just says, oh, you traitor, and slugs him.
Yeah, they basically literally in the story talk about, you know what, this poor guy's saying, yeah, I got sucker punched, it wasn't fun. They are abusing me and calling me an Uncle Tom, though.
Well, there you go. That's what it looks like then.
So
is it the guy that was standing in back of Trump during the whole entire presentation in Phoenix at his feet?
I don't know if it's that guy or not.
Another one?
All I know is, without any facts, when one guy sucker punches another guy, I say it's wrong, and the guy that did the sucker punching ought to be arrested. And that's exactly what happened, and good on them for that.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it was handled appropriately.
And I don't give a rip what color anybody is, and I agree with your point about the motive and everything else, and it's interesting to know, but all I'm telling you is this. You just can't run around and sucker punch people. You can't do that.
Right.
And when you do, there's laws against it, and there ought to be prosecution to the fullest extent of the law for that kind of abuse to someone. I don't give a rip who it is.
I agree.
I mean, it might be a midget against a, you know, NBA player. I don't care. All I'm telling you is it's wrong and it ought to stop. But, you know, it's okay if it's an Uncle Tom, isn't it? I mean, the ends justify the means. You can't have them Uncle Toms running around defending the Donald. All Donald supporters are white supremacists. Didn't you see CNN peddle that trash?
I have not watched any CNN.
CNN literally saying all Trump, everybody who voted for the Donald is a white supremacist by default.
Oh, by default.
That's right. Even this black guy and even your good buddy Ben Carson, they're white supremacists. Did you know that?
So, Sheriff David A. Clark.
Of course, white supremacist.
White supremacist.
At darn rights. Even Jesse Lee Peterson, who says he's black as the ace of spades, he's one of them white supremacists out there.
Well, Jesse's a friend of mine, and I've met with
him
in person before.
Because he's a wonderful gentleman.
I can honestly vouch for his character, for his mission, and for his color.
And you know he's a white supremacist, though, don't you? I mean, do you see how crazy these people have become? They are so unhinged, you can't even reason through this. I mean, it is just off the charts.
Well, my wife and I were discussing that last night about how crazy it all has gotten. That has been part of it. I've talked to Sheriff Clark about that, and I've talked to Jesse Peterson about that before. That you know, that people think that there were prejudice or bias or something against blacks, and a lot of that happens before they were exposed publicly. So people think when they hear them speak on radio that they must be white. And then they find out later that they're not, and they have to kind of back.
But my response is, who cares if they're white or black?
I don't. Yeah, they do. They claim that we do. But I don't care what color they are. I know you don't.
All I'm telling you is I don't give a rip. When you punch people, you start out and not do it. Running around calling people Uncle Toms is wrong. Let people stand by their own principle, their own belief, their own ideologies.
That part, though, you can call anybody Uncle Tom you want, but you can't be arrested for that.
All right.
As much as I might disagree with the tactic. But there's a lot of tactics I've been disagreeing with lately. But when it comes physical, just like I taught in my criminal justice class this week, my rights begin at the end of your, at the end of my nose, and you can't touch me. And the whole bottom line of our whole theme, that the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, protects one simple little thing.
Don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. Back in seconds with a good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I got so many stories I want to run by the good sheriff. It's crazy. Next story I want to run by you is this headline. I think the Drain the Swamp plan from the Donald is an epic failure now. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is now instituting a policy that will send only, quote, properly vetted information to the president's desk. That's a similar structure used by past presidents. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that stops or helps draining the swamp.
Well, you think the big insider general is going to drain the swamp?
I certainly hope so. I don't know if he got that on the top of his list. However, vetting a key issue, I mean, I hope they do vet our Innocence in Prison project. I hope they vet the heck out of it.
What vet means by the insiders is that they're going to control, and that'll never make it to the president because this pro-war general isn't interested in that.
Well, that remains to be seen. He's probably been in there, what, a month? So
he's been cleaning house for a month, supposedly. He can meet with us if he wants, Sheriff.
In fact,
Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack will fly at our own expense to sit down with Mr. John Kelly anytime he wants.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so if I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected and eat humble pie.
What I fear, though, is that there's so many different changes in his administration already. Chief of Staff, there's been three now, or four. I think that organizationally is going to put anything else behind, and that puts us behind.
You're right about that, so, and it keeps happening over and over and over, so we're just getting perpetually more behind.
We're really going to have to get somebody like Sarah Palin or Ted Nugent or Sheriff Clark or Sheriff Arpaio to lead the way to get that in front of Trump.
Now White House lawyers are urging Donald Trump to hold off on pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio, writes Jack Crow now. Well, now they're talking about not pardoning the Joe Arpaio.
Well, you know what? Trump said he was going to do it.
Well, he hinted that he might do it. He just said Joe would be fine, and I'm not going to do it now because I don't want to create controversy. But he didn't really say he'd do it. But the epic battle's on.
Talking about, I'm not going to do it now. Is I'm not going to pardon now because it'll be a controversy. If they wimp out and say, "Oh, it'll still be too much of a controversy," and especially they could be banking on the idea of, "Well, let's wait to see if he gets any jail time. If he doesn't, then let's not worry about it," which is very cowardly on their part. Because they're trying to take the easy way out instead of just issuing the pardon, which I hope he gets the pardon.
He deserves the pardon. I agree.
But did you notice the president even said why? He did not get a jury trial. And these federal judges are out of control saying what constitutional right you get and when you get it and why, and if they don't want you to get it, you don't get it. And we've seen that in Lexington and we've seen it in Las Vegas. And now we're seeing it in Phoenix on this stupidity with Arpaio.
All right, so prediction time, good sheriff. Who do you think is going to win, these attorneys that are saying don't do it, Donald, or Donald?
I'm going to go with Donald.
I pray you're right, sir. What do you think, Kurt?
So the question is, which one?
Well, Donald hints he's going to pardon. We hear news that they've already prepared documents at the White House for the pardon of Joe Arpaio to happen. Donald didn't really promise it, but I agree with the sheriff that he certainly hinted that he would, to say the least.
Yeah, I think Donald's got a whole list of pardons, including the Hammonds, all our buddies from the our website. I mean, he's just ready to free the innocents. I mean,
you think he is?
That's going on.
No. I sure pray Kurt's right.
But
I hope
I'd sure
Sheriff
like to
and
see
Kurt
it.
Are both right.
Well, I don't think Kurt's right. I think he's kind of talking wishful thinking, but I pray he's right also.
I can't blame him for the hope, though, Sheriff. We've got to have hope. We've got to push. We've got to work toward this. My goal is not to attack the Donald on this. My goal is to bring up that when you get guys like these attorneys asking the Donald not to, surrounding him, and when you get the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, all these generals around him. I'm just concerned that these lawyers and generals might talk Donald out of doing the right thing, is all I'm saying.
I think that's a legitimate concern. First of all, two different lawyers have told me, one from the Justice Department, and I'm not positive he's an attorney because he never would put his name on the emails, but I still have the emails. So in the work that we were trying to do, maybe 5-6 months ago on this, a lawyer directed me to the division of the Justice Department that handles pardons. And somebody from that email that I got from this attorney in Boston actually emailed me back a few times, and he says, your Sam Girard cannot get a pardon because you have to be in there, you have to be convicted, and you have to be in prison 5 years before you're eligible for a pardon. And I disputed that and said, first of all, Bill Clinton pardoned Fife Symington, former governor of Arizona, and he was not in prison 5 years when he got that pardon. And Obama just did a bunch, like 1,000 people, and many of them had not been in prison. And Clinton actually pardoned somebody who was on the lam in Europe, so he had never been in prison. So I reminded him of that, and then, of course, I didn't get any response. And it's kind of like the Social Security and IRS. They send you official notifications without ever signing or putting a name on anything.
Well, all I can say is this. That's cowardly. The fact that Donald didn't do it in Phoenix to avoid controversy is cowardly. The thought that these generals led by John Kelly and these attorneys all saying, Donald, hold off, hold off, hold off. The court order that Joe Arpaio supposedly violated may not even be constitutional. There might not even be jail time for Joe anyway. Just hold off, hold off, hold off is cowardly.
Right.
And we don't bring this up to attack the Donald. We bring this up to say, Donald, please stand up for the American people and do the right thing without delay, sir. Please, please do it. That's my only point for this whole story.
Well, my point to General Kelly or anybody else working on the Trump administration, I don't care who they are. The point is this. Where on the priority list of what the White House should be doing and focusing on, where do you prioritize innocent people who have been put in prison by the ruthlessness of Eric Holder and Barack Obama? Where do you put that on the list of importance? And right now, I have to say Andy Biggs and other congressmen and senators have put it way down on the list. Andy Biggs, being my congressman who met with Rick Dalton this week, actually wrote a letter, and that letter got read and it went public, asking Donald Trump to pardon Joe Arpaio. But he never did that for Sam Girard or the Hammonds or the Bundys or Cox and Kettler. But he did it for Joe Arpaio. So it just, all of it makes you wonder. And this Andy Biggs is a staunch, supposedly staunch, constitutional conservative. And so Justin Amash and all the other, Rand Paul and all these others.
Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, we can go on and on, huh, Sheriff?
Well, these people have been so Washington, D.C.-ized, Sam, that even good people cannot see the difference between right and wrong anymore.
Sad but true.
That's what scares me.
All right. Anyway, our prayers are that Donald does the right thing. This is not an attack. This is really laying the political landscape so people understand how deep the swamp really is. And we're praying that Donald just simply does the right thing. Shut down your advisors and say it's honorable to pardon good, innocent Americans. I'm going to get this done for Joe and for people at thefreedomcoalition.com and many others. We're going to put together a presidential commission to look into these cases. Because, man, there's so many we could never even document them all if we tried. We'd just have to start working on them. And it would take resources and funds and the ability to subpoena information to really get to the bottom and know the truth. But, again, if somebody's guilty, they ought to be prosecuted. And if they're innocent, they ought to be freed. And that's the American way. And people are innocent until proven guilty. We've got to stand on that reality check to the best of our ability. All right, Ryan Zinke's in the news. Did you see this, Sheriff? Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has now completed his, quote, President Trump ordered review of 27 national monuments. Remember, the goal is Donald said, hey, we've got to review these in an effort to shut them down. Again, I think it's stalling tactics by the president and the insiders. At first, it was, hey, we're going to shut down these monuments. They were unconstitutional in the first place. Now it's like, oh, let's order a review. Now the review's done, and I got the answer of what he's recommending in seconds. It's better than nothing, but it's not what we hope for. Is that a good enough hint? The good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, Kirk Crosby, and Sam Bushman on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News This Hour, I'm Dennis Daly. You may remember that back in the presidential campaign, a dossier was released that had been prepared by a former British spy, Christopher Steele. It was put together for a group called Fusion GPS. At the time, it contained all kinds of claims about Donald Trump and his alleged ties with Russia. The entire thing was said by some to be fraudulent, but some are still making a big deal about it. Now the Senate Judiciary Committee and several private groups, as well as courts in the U.S. and Great Britain, are looking into the group that funded it. The latest from CBS is that there is a confirmation of medical reports that say that some American diplomats in Cuba were subjected to some kind of sonic attack attacks that could cause severe injuries. Everything from mild traumatic brain damage and damage to the central nervous system. There's also evidence that people were injured in the homes in which they lived, the homes supplied by the Cuban government. Some Canadian diplomats say they have suffered the same horrible symptoms. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source. WorldAffairsBrief.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has completed his presidential ordered review of 27 national monuments. He has not recommended getting rid of or abolishing any of them. Rather, he proposed shrinking a handful of them, including one in Utah. Again, not near what we had hoped, but it's better than nothing. But the bottom line is when you start there, you're going to get nothing done, Sheriff.
Yeah, that sounds pretty wimpy. Again, and you have a Navy SEAL, so more military trying to take care of the Trump administration. I really have to question the efficacy of his analysis, especially when you consider that he would only be undoing some ridiculous monument decorations from Barack Obama, one off the East Coast near South Carolina, I believe that's where it was, where fishing would be no longer allowed, which was really hurting the fishing industry, and then one off the Hawaii coast, same thing, a huge monument decoration in the middle of the ocean where fishermen are totally perplexed by the no fish zone monumental declaration. And those would be pretty easy to do. And declaring a monument again in Utah, this is just part of the BLM land grab. And it doesn't look like former Congressman Zinke, whatever which way it's pronounced, doesn't look like he really has freedom and sovereignty respected by the state. State sovereignty respected, I should put. So, you know, it's just on and on with the same old political guys in Washington.
Yeah, and if we're not going to even be able to, if we're not going to be able to shut down these unconstitutional monuments where the president has no authority, we're just going to maybe start talking about shrinking them, and then the environmentalists will jump in with their big money, and it'll be a big old fiasco stuck on stupid, never getting anything done. The bottom line is, it's a non-starter. It's one of the epic failures. Again, we're failing to drain the swamp because the good people who could get it done. What if Sheriff Mack was in charge of that review? What would be the recommendations?
Yeah, that would be really fun. Well, first of all, I would go. I would undo all of those monument declarations.
Would you need to do a big old research study first and waste months and time and dollars?
No, that wouldn't happen. But I would completely do an analysis of stuff like the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone and what's the big one? Yosemite National Park in California, and say, here you go, folks. This land is your land. And the states, I still have asked, I've asked this question for 20 years. Is it that the states cannot run their own parks and monuments and natural habitats? I still don't see why that's a federal issue.
It only is because of control, sir.
And the federal government cannot tell me, if no one could show me why it is that the states can't run their own and the federal government has to do those, that's the ones I would be giving back to the state.
Amen to that. All right, Roger Stone's in the news, Sheriff. Mm-hmm. And Roger Stone predicts total mayhem if Donald Trump gets impeached, writes Betsy Rothstein. Roger Stone saying, if you impeach the Donald, I'm telling you, there'll be absolute mayhem in the country. You want to respond to that?
You're right. You might be right, but I just don't see that happening. I don't think they have two-thirds, or is it three-fourths? Is it two-thirds vote or three-fourths vote to do that?
I can't remember. They manipulate that stuff all the time, right?
Yeah, I think it's three-fourths that have to, the Senate has to, or is it Congress? Anyway, it's House of Representatives, I think, have to vote to make that. No, it's U.S. Senate. Because
it's
I remember
the Senate,
Orrin
yeah.
Hatch. Orrin Hatch acquiescing when they did it with Clinton.
But the bottom line here, though, is this. I want to point out, you know, whether they impeach the Donald or not, leave that to the rule of law. Leave that to the thresholds that need to happen. Whether that'll happen or not, I don't know at this point.
No, I don't think so.
But I will say this, though. I understand why Roger Stone's saying what he's saying. People will be livid. The Trump supporters will feel like an election that was already tampered with is overturned. They'll have real problems. However, I just want to make this very, very clear. We will do our very best to make sure that we have the peaceful transfer of power no matter what rule of law issue happens. And even if the law is violated, we will try to have appropriate response to that via the rule of law. But we will do everything within our power to make sure mayhem never happens, Sheriff.
Well, I agree with that. And the bottom line, too, with any of the naysayers or anybody who wants to try to impeach Donald Trump, I would say, so you want Mike Pence to be president? Okay. So if you want to know the truth, I think Mike Pence would be a more effective president and especially standing against liberal issues. You know what? I just don't see what they hope to gain by that.
He'd hold the moral high ground due to morality from the starting point. He would move much more to a Christian way, that's for sure. So time will tell, but I'm just telling you right now, I reject mayhem. And if they think people like us who have been fair to Trump will be one of the leaders of the mayhem, they're completely wrong. And I want to make that very clear. If it happens, it'll be rogue elements. And if they do create mayhem in America, we ought to prosecute all those people to the fullest extent of the law. It's wrong.
I mean, there's two guys going that are probably going to be going to prison for some time as per the violence after the Trump rally in Phoenix. Two got charged with aggravated assault on a peace officer. That's going to put them in jail for some time.
Well, and I say they're innocent until proven guilty, but if they did commit that act, they ought to be prosecuted. Yeah. I don't care who they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same here. But that charge. Those charges, if they're found guilty, they're going to do some serious time because they're not messing around on that charge.
All right.
You assault an officer.
I want to switch gears because I have so much to get to. I apologize to interrupt, but I got to let you hear this story. Listen to this. Do you know who Dr. Frank Wright is?
I don't think so.
Well, he's president of a group called D. James Kennedy Ministries, which is a Christian organization.
Out of Florida, I think.
Yep. Well, anyway, what happened was this group is a good, honest Christian group. Well, now the Southern Poverty Law Center called them white supremacist racists and literally attacked them and put them in with, you know, the KKK. And now they're suing the SPLC for listing them to be along with KKK members.
Yay, good for them.
So my question is, do you want to get a hold of those guys and see how me and you can participate? We've been abused by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Maybe we turn this into a class action.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Anyway, the guy's name is Frank Wright. He's president of D. James Kennedy Ministries. It's all I'm telling you is I commend these people. They call it, they've included them in the infamous hate map, Sheriff.
And he probably has something that we don't, and that's the money to do it.
I think so, but all I'm telling you is if we could back his claim and we could use it, you literally have been abused by the Southern Poverty Law Center, lied about, you got a retraction letter that they were forced to write, right?
Yes, that's true.
So I'm just telling you, if we team up and go back and say, listen, Frank Wright and folks over there at the D. James Kennedy Ministries, we're willing to help you. But the Christian TV group literally sues the Southern Poverty Law Center already.
Ours might be timed out, though, statute of limitation wise.
Maybe, but we could at least file an amicus brief friend of the court in some way that shows the proof of what happened and say, hey, ours might be expired, but this is legitimate.
Because, when was the last time they hit you and me on being racist or a terrorist?
Well, the last time they published a picture with you and this murderer that murdered the cops in Nevada, acting like you knew the guy, portraying that you were somehow involved when you did take a picture with this guy. Folks like you and I take pictures with all kinds of people. That doesn't mean anything. But they literally tried to slander you by kind of putting that out there and saying nothing as if it was somehow an association that never was. That was the last time I remember.
Yeah, and that's been over a year.
And that was even after the letter of apology they wrote because they knew they'd get their socks sued off by you in the first place. So, see, we can document this rich history of continued hostility and abuse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, you ought to write that down and get a hold of them. Christian TV Group, D. James. What's it called? D. James Kennedy Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's something for me to try and let them know that we would be totally supportive.
All right. I guess military members are in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. But just before we go there, a little more, at least in my opinion, more interesting information. Sarah Palin is now back in Roy Moore in Alabama, you know, breaking with the White House, because of course Trump, well, in some strange situation, backed Luther Strange, not Roy Moore.
All right, hang tight. Sam, Kurt, and a good sheriff back in a flash. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sheriff Matt Kirk Crosby on your radio. Yours truly, Sam Bushman, sitting in as well. Hope you're doing fantastic. Now, what were you saying right before the pause, Kurt?
Well, you know, one of our favorite guys, Judge Roy Moore, is in the news. And, you know, he's not in the news very much, but, you know, if we hunt him up, we can find some stories about him. And a big
Kurt
story
wants to
today,
keep him in the news, and so do I.
Well, yeah, a big story today is that Sarah Palin, even though, you know, I mean, she's supposed to be, you know, right along with Trump and everything, she's now endorsing Judge Roy Moore. And in several different stories, it says she backs Roy Moore. She said, glad he's running, and I'm honored to endorse Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate. Said that in a statement, Judge Moore has shown me he has what it takes to stand up to the out-of-touch political establishment. The judge has proven he's not afraid of a fight for what is right, and he's ready to take on D.C.'s swamp monsters and make America great again. We need more bold leaders like Judge Moore who will fight for all of us in the U.S. Senate, she said. And on the same story, points out that Judge Moore has, well, they say, an 18-point lead in the GOP primary runoff election and all that kind of stuff. And then if you search for more on Judge Roy Moore, you know what I mean, you get this headline, Sam, and you see a new Alabama Senate poll, Roy Moore edging Luther Strange by just 4 points. Now, wait a minute. Because they just said before that, you know, he was way up, way ahead. Now you got some new poll. Now, what you want to know is little details on this new poll. They did a survey of 601 Republican primary voters. They said, guess who paid for this survey, Sam? It was paid for by the Senate Leadership Fund. By the way, it's a super PAC aligned with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky. So I think they're fudging the books and trying to lead those folks in Alabama around. But
yeah, and
know,
somebody ought
to
be tossed in the clink for vote fraud.
Well, I agree.
Because at what point, you know, are you allowed to do this and lie and manipulate and then say, well, it's just polls or it's private sector or it's this or that?
Mm-hmm.
Because then you got to start to kind of discuss the money that's brought to bear by who. Are their campaign election laws violated?
Now,
you go right down the deal, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And you did mention the story that I had sent to you a little earlier. You're not going to see much about this, Sheriff Mack, but the headline reads, military members on Pence detail reassigned for bringing women to hotel. So apparently Mike Pence was heading down to Latin America recently, and before he headed out or whatever, there was some video that caught some, senior guys on his detail bringing women back to their hotel in Latin America. The service members who were from the Army, as well as one from the Air Force, didn't register the women when they brought them in. You know, didn't follow the rules, apparently. And so what happened? Well, Vice President Pence said, hey, you're out of here, and they were dismissed. Now, you're just not going to see much about that story, are you, Sam?
About that. I mean, they never got punished for it in the past, so, and it's made the news before that it never got addressed. It never was punished. It never was prosecuted. And now they still keep prostitutes coming in their rooms because the federal government has never done anything about it. They've never cared. And even though Trey Gowdy held hearings about it and the director of the DEA was fired or she resigned. They've never done anything about that sort of thing. And the immorality and the corruption of Washington, D.C. just marches on. So my hat off to Vice President Pence for that.
Yeah, that's a good news piece that basically these guys were brought back to the U.S., removed from the White House detail. I mean, you're just not going to see much coverage of it. But, I mean, like you said, hats off to Vice President Pence.
Well, and that wouldn't have happened under the, Barack Hussein administration. So, you know, there is some good news, folks. We don't mean to be negative about everything, but we do want to paint the political landscape so that you can weigh in on what you think is important. For example, backing Judge Roy Moore. Sarah Palin jumped in. We can all back and support Roy Moore, do the best we can. When it comes to, you know, the rule of law here, when somebody sucker punches somebody, hey, we stand for the rule of law. When it comes to Ryan Zinke not really recommending shutting down these unconstitutional land grab monuments by the feds, we got to say, Ryan, you're offbeat there, buddy, and push or encourage President Donald Trump to do the right thing. Same thing when it comes to this, you know, general, Mr. Kelly, and the attorneys surrounding the Donald and saying we're going to control the information the president gets, and then saying, hey, don't free or don't pardon Joe Arpaio. Look, President Trump, it is a good thing to pardon Joe Arpaio, and let's look at the rest of the people that need to be pardoned while we're at it. We really need to advocate for the things that matter most. We really need to put the headlines in the news and put real action items behind them for the American people to be engaged in something. One of the big reasons that Americans are so frustrated is they feel like they can't make any difference at all, Sheriff. They're just sidelined. They're disenfranchised. And this broadcast is designed to change a lot of that. And that's why we recommend becoming part of the CSPOA.org and becoming a member. Because we're making a difference. People say we're not, but we are, Sheriff.
Yes, we are. We certainly wish it was accelerated and whatnot. But the miracles have happened, and they continue to happen. And we're praying for the miracle now to free the Bundys and find justice for the Finnecombs, free the Hammonds, and get Cox and Kettler pardoned and get that felony burden off their lives and their families, and free Sam Girard and the other people that you mentioned earlier. There's probably thousands of people that are in prison that should not be. And this out-of-control federal government, it's just so disheartening and so discouraging to see America come to this. So it's time to get going. It's time to make this happen. And I just pray every day that Trump will soften his heart, open his heart, open his office, and open his pen and start signing these pardons for people in America so they can be free. I don't think this is for you, Sam. I don't think you're in prison. I don't think it's for Kurt. I don't think he's under arrest or looking to be charged in the near future. I know I am not in jail. I really enjoy teaching school and talking to kids, even about this issue, and teaching them the truth about our Constitution and the truth about natural rights and natural law. And it is encouraging to me to see these kids grasp these principles. And so anyway, we're going to keep moving forward in our attempts to free these people who have been so abused and victimized by the federal government.
And we want to celebrate for a second. You know, they did. The jury came back not guilty in Nevada against several people associated with the Bundys, saying, look, there was no criminal conspiracy here at all. The jury has said that in Oregon. Now a jury says the same thing in Nevada. And the government's literally trying to think about trying some of these guys for the third time, Sheriff.
You probably ought to look up, and we all ought to, how many times a hung jury has created a third trial. It's actually very seldom that you actually go again after a first hung jury. A second hung jury, and then going to trial the third time? I will tell you right now, I've never heard of that happening. I'm sure it has before.
I think it's because the government's on a witch hunt against these guys. They've got to get a prosecution, sir. They've got to make them look bad. They've got to paint the narrative as the media has manipulated it to be, that these people are violent, that they're terrorists, that they're against America. It's all a lie, and the juries see the truth, but the government will not let it go. We've got to push to have the government stop. One of the one of presidential commission, two of these pardons, but three now. We need to stop these repeated attempts to retry till they convict.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Sooner or later, but it could go the other way, too. It could be that they completely exonerate them. But
it could, but it doesn't change the fact that they're being over and over and overcharged anyway.
Yeah, and besides that, they're being held in jail the whole time. They're not out. As far as I know, even while they do Bill Cosby and these different guys, they're not in jail the whole time.
No.
Yet these friends of ours, they're in jail the whole time, even though they're not even, they're trying them.
So if you have money and you're a celebrity, like Michael Jackson, he didn't have to go to prison while he awaited trial. Bill Cosby, same thing. But these poor people and these no-name people, the judge has totally abused them, and she should be charged. And somebody,
where's the Southern Poverty Law Center helping these guys out, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Because they're certainly in poverty now, thanks to the government.
Great point.
Yeah. Well, and Bill, I need you to text me your address because I have something that you're going to be surprised that I have to send you. But make sure you text me that. I've got something that's quite historical that I need to send you.
Okay.
Because send it to Kurt, not Sam. Kurt's into the history stuff.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? For sure. Uh-huh.
All right. Any final thoughts as you've been watching the news, Sheriff? 30 seconds.
Well, the one thing that we didn't cover, and that is the kindergarten teacher teaching transgenderism to her kindergarten students. And that's, again, just showing how absolutely out of control and stupid our society has gotten. And many parents were upset about it. But this sort of thing has just gotten so ridiculous. But that's the only other comment I wanted to make today.
Great point, Sheriff. CSPOA.org. Become a member today, ladies and gentlemen. TheFreedomCoalition.com. Get involved. We need your involvement big time. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We need every penny we can get. We're trying to grow our presence in the media to tell the tale of truth, freedom, and salvation for the American people. It all starts by making America good again, as in moral. That'll make America great again by default. Downsize the scope of government, increase the liberty for the American people. And man, we got a formula that's worked for a couple of hundred years. Let's make it work again, shall we? We declare this nation shall endure.